before fax, anything. So I think it was every Saturday night he would call us at the Sentinel. Maybe it was Friday night. And I would take dictation from this guy in Tokyo.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were running these stories that no one else had and that the company officials were, I'm told, how did you get that? How do you? They were accurate.
Yes.
They just had preferred they not end up in print. They were expensive phone calls.
Yeah,
call
right.
and collect from Tokyo.
Right.
But good reception.
Ah.
So I guess those two I feel...
Yeah.
I remember and I feel particularly proud of.
Well, see, and that's what I was thinking about in the weekly function of a newspaper,
mm-hmm.
that it's so ephemeral. I mean, you do all of this work, you get all of this reporting and pictures and everybody's frantically writing and making deadlines and all of that. And you send it off to the printer and that's done. And you have to start over the very next week.
Right. It is... the many frustrating things, certainly the economics are one, but as soon as you finish one, you start the other. There's no downtime.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Yeah. And so it takes a particular set of personal values to embrace that and a particular kind of persistence to
Right. I can tell you what I'm going to be doing at 4:00 on Monday forever. I mean, that's when we proofread pages.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday at 5:00 when the jet leaves, we're going to be putting labels on and stuffing papers. I can tell you Wednesday morning what I'm going to be doing. It's if you like routines and schedules and predictability, it's great.
Sure.
If you'd like a little freedom once in a while to say, I'm going to sleep in late, well, this ain't it.
And so... I mean, there is just a very particular drive to doing that and a commitment to doing that. I mean, Wrangell has been very fortunate to have that drive and that commitment in you.
Well, would hope so. I'm sure, one problem, not just the Wrangell Sentinel, but all newspapers have, is our readership is aging. The generation who would say, I remember when I was inducted into the Oaks, and this would have been, whatever it was, 48 years ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Fisher, who was the pharmacist in town, and ran Wrangell Drug, pulled me aside and he said, everyone knows in town what happens every day, but we wait for the paper to tell us the facts and what really happened, not what we heard. So...
That's very powerful.
Yeah, but the problem now is, of course, and this is not to belittle anybody who's less younger than 70, is people get all their news from a different mechanism, and newspapers have to figure out how we can get people in their 20s and 30s and 40s to read us, whether in print or online, because the Sentinel's online too. You can buy an online subscription.
Right.
But we need to figure out how to get that generation to be news consumers, because otherwise, no offense to you or me or our colleagues, as we die, there's no newspapers left. And it's not just Wrangell. The Frontiersman in the Matanuszita Borough, 80 years gone last week.
Yeah.
The Kodiak Daily Mirror is having problems. There are several papers in Alaska losing money because we're losing readers, we're losing advertisers. It's not political. It's mostly just society's changed.
Right.
We got to figure out either we change with it or life will go on without newspapers.
Yeah.
There's no question. I think it'll be it won't be good, but life will go on. I don't think I'm some religious icon that the world can't live without.
No, but I have
it's
noticed
nice
that,
have.
And I know that you've had some community meetings, that you are putting more online.
Trying to.
And that you're, talking about what it would be to transition into electronic media rather than an actual print newspaper.
Right, which is hard because I like print.
Yeah.
I started on a printing press 60 years ago. I like it, but that's not how people get their news anymore.
Right.
It's very expensive to print. It's expensive to fly it into town. It's though I will say Alaska Airlines is great about getting those boxes of papers onto the jet. It's expensive to mail it back out. The future is not in print. It just isn't. But whether we can transition into a business plan that pays its own way before all the publishers run out of money, I don't know.
It is an interesting question because there is, you know, the death of a print book has been predicted time mm-hmm. and time again, you know, and bookstores, they're going to die. Well, they're flourishing and people are buying books. So there's something about the printed word that still matters.
Right. But do you have enough people to make the economics work?
Right.
Yeah. And I
and
don't
so
know.
At the peak of the newspaper, what was your subscription rate like?
Oh, I got to think about that. So I think of press run because we print copies for subscribers, sell at the store, mail out of town, a few leftovers. I think at the height we were printing 1,400 Sentinels a week, and now we're printing 700.
Mm. Mm. That's still a robust number, but it's still not economically.
No.
Math doesn't work.
I was editor of the Juneau Empire in the 90s, and I think, at one point, we're printing, we had 7,000 subscribers. Now it's 1,000, 1,500. Yeah. It's not just us.
Right. It is true that newspapers across the United States. And so that's what, you know, again, my thanks that you've continued to be committed to it.
Well, thank you. Who is it, the guy who rolled the rock up the hill, Sisyphus?
Sisyphus, yeah.
Yeah, right. Should have applied for that job. Probably paid better. At least I would have gotten exercise rolling the rock.
There you go. Yeah. So, but to mark this, that June 2nd, first issue under your leadership, there is a reception tomorrow at the Wrangell Sentinel.
Yes. Small office, but hopefully we can spill on the sidewalk if the weather's still good.
Absolutely. So tomorrow from 4 to 5 o'clock.
Right. We'll have pecan cookie bars and some sort of chocolate chip bar, I'm told. You can tell I'm not in charge of the cooking or acquisition.
Right. No, but it is there for people to stop by and to say how much they've appreciated the history of the paper, always, you know, their feedback.
Right, or they can stop by and say, gee, Larry, I can't stand your opinion columns. They can do that too.
And they have.
Yeah, not as much. Wrangell is not a letter-writing town. I will tell you that.
Haines, the letters to the editor.
Chilkat Valley News in Haines gets 5, 6, 7 letters to the week, all with strong opinions.
Huh.
Wrangell is not that expressive, demonstrative. Not that people in town don't have strong opinions.
Yeah.
They just don't write letters that much.
That's really interesting because I know you've encouraged that as a practice.
But Haines is known for it.
No kidding.
Haines has a lot of personality issues.
Well, every community has its own
personality. Just, Haines airs their divisiveness at a high decibel level.
Interesting. Well, Wrangell might be a little cranky, but we're very grateful for all that you've done.
Well, good-natured cranky.
Yeah. I have one last question. Sure. I need to know, this is a question that I've never asked you. Where exactly were you for Game 7 of the 2016 World Series?
Oh, Chicago Cubs. Unfortunately, I was working as chief of staff for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. That day I was in anchors, I had to fly back to Kenai.
You did not get to see the game?
So because of the rain delay, I got to see the last out of the game on the TV in the airport waiting room in Kenai. When I got off the plane, literally, that was the moment. The last play.
That's perfect, though.
It is. I would have liked to have seen the whole thing, but at least it worked. Yeah.
Well, I had to get in that you have something going on greater than just the newspaper. You do have the life of a Cubs fan.
Yeah, which is sort of like rolling a rock uphill.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. So, all right. Well, thank you for coming in, Larry. And thank you all for listening to this special edition on Talk of the Rock. Coming up next is World Cafe.